It is one of the most famous planets in all of literature. It is the center of decades-long struggles for power. It has seen wars, political intrigue, and tests of strength, will, and survival. It is the dry desert planet Arrakis,
also known as Dune.
David Lynch's 1984 epic adaptation of Frank Herbert's novel Dune has been reissued by Universal Home Entertainment as an extended edition two-sided DVD, packaged in a beautiful metal case. Dune tells of the messianic rise to power of young Paul Atreides, son of royalty, who comes to learn he is a long-prophesied leader with a developing psychic power called the Weirding Way. As Paul, then-unknown actor Kyle MacLachlan made his big-screen debut, alongside such cast members as Jose Ferrer, Max von Sydow, Patrick Stewart, Silvana Mangano, and an impossibly wiry Sting. There's been much conjecture in the years since the film's release over a rumored director's cut running up to 5 hours in length. I'll address this point in a few moments. So what exactly is special about this Dune? How does two versions of the movie sound? First, you get the original theatrical release, written and directed by David Lynch, and looking better than it has in any previous video form. The main attraction is the new-to-video extended edition, also known as the TV version. This cut was expanded for broadcast without Lynch's participation, and he responded by removing his name from the project entirely. This version has always been regarded by fans as a mixed blessing. On one hand, the opportunity to watch nearly 40 minutes of new and expanded scenes is invaluable. Rather than make it boring, the new footage enriches the story's web of intrigue and makes clearer some of the characters' motivations. The quality of the footage is stunning and perfectly matches the release print. Most of the time, you can't even tell where film was reinserted. The special effects also look smoother than ever. However, the studio also trimmed some shots and scenes that were deemed too weird or gross for TV audiences. Those scenes have not been reinstated in this DVD. Also, because that extra footage never made an official cut, the studio never bothered to finish the optical effects that turned the eyes of the Fremen race their trademark blue. Thus, characters' eyes jump from blue to normal and back again annoyingly often. Again, those scenes have not been corrected for the DVD. Most notoriously, the pithy theatrical prologue was replaced by a 9-minute history of Dune and its worlds, told through paintings and production-type sketches, and unremarkably delivered narration. It is useful and informative, but a bit like watching educational films in school. The narration, which reappears throughout the movie, seems to be part genuine attempt to include as much of the book as possible, and part desire to take advantage of much of Lynch's unused footage. For the first time, we get some Dune bonus features, starting with a handful of very short and poor quality deleted scenes. These have not appeared anywhere else and are fascinating to consider in that they would have given the movie a completely different dynamic. Also included are four all-too-brief featurettes on the film's design, costumes, special effects, and models. Although there is some priceless original on-set video here and lots of great production sketches, the overall effect of these shorts is of a tease, a hint at what undoubtedly rests in studio vaults. And the absence of any sort of now-standard commentary track is one more disappointment, considering the beauty of this packaging. But let's give long-overdue props to the rock group Toto for composing a unique and underrated score that perfectly complements the film. Even when it occasionally slides from full orchestra to guitars, the sounds feel right at home with Lynch's ambitious images. As for that so-called director's version, on the disc, producer Raffaella De Laurentiis tells us that the longest cut of the film was the original rough cut, running probably 4 hours and 20 minutes. Unfortunately, hearing that only makes us more frustrated with a less-than-definitive edition. Ultimately, though, I have to recommend this Dune for being the best-looking transfer yet on home video, in both versions. And it does look pretty neat on the shelf. By the way, on the DVD's front cover, did you notice that the eyes of the Fremen character Chani are not blue? Oops.
Cellular Dreams correspondent Larry Jacobitz. David Lynch's and Alan Smithy's Dune is now available on DVD. And now it's time for our mystery clip film quiz.